Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. My name is Madam Guzman. I'm the professor of law at the University of Valencia, and I speak on behalf of the Institute for Policy Studies and the Global Campaign. The professors, they've taken the floor. Their texts, we have read them. Thank you. This is important for the process. However, we'd like to express our surprise over the inclusion of a panel at this point of negotiations. First, Professor Deva, for having expressed it, we would like to express our full rejection of a panel of just men. It's not understandable that this chair has not been able to find expert women. There are many women experts on this topic, nor do we think that the makeup of the panel is sufficient in terms of different legal cultures. Also, we'd like to affirm that it's not the time to invest the scant time that we have. We just have a week, as the chair has noted, in hearing opinions that are published. If the chair wished to have the support from experts, he could have consulted them for the past year, including in the suggested texts. Third, and essentially, we'd like to propose our vision of the process. This has been reiterated by civil society, and this is fully in step with the goals established in 26.9. The adoption of a treaty that regulates the activities of transnational corporations and international human rights law is already vital and urgent. We have to repeat this constantly. The human rights violations increase day by day, and there's no more time. The current standards are not sufficient to address, and the World Bank and G7 has mentioned this. We must have negotiations with inertia, and these are not happening. We have observed with anguish how this process seems to be slowing down. The commitments of the chair have not been fulfilled. There's not been progress on the third revised text, and here we have an extemporary text that has a series of proposals that are that devoid the third revised text of content. Civil society is here to support the process and to support your work. And we believe that in this eighth meeting, the time has come to act and to negotiate with seriousness, with respect for the agreements that are respectful and resounding. As a professor, it's not a matter of responding to one of the questions. I merely wish to ask that civil society proposals be read, the ones submitted, including those that come from the Human Rights Tribunal. That includes all of the provisions that should be established.